Well, Philip, congratulations winning this EquestrianClearance.com Newcomers Championship. Terrific performance, but presumably when you go early, you never quite know how it's going to turn out.
Absolutely no, but I mean, for me, it really didn't matter where I went. I'd just do what I could do, but I'm pleased with the way it worked out anyway.
So when you sort of standing at ringside, what's going through your mind? You think, well, you've done enough, or you're experienced enough to take it all in your stride, are you?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I hoped I'd done enough, but you never know. I was maybe a little bit wide to the second last. I thought maybe somebody could beat me there. I think Paul went a bit faster, but unfortunately paid the penalty.
Put into context what it means to win this competition for you and this horse, because it's the Horse of the Year show, one of the biggest indoor events in the British show jumping calendar. What does it mean to win this particular class?
It means a lot. I've won here before. I won the Fox Hunter final with the father of this horse, and I've been here a few times, but it's always great to win at this show. It's the number one indoor show, bar Olympia, for riders in this country, and it's very prestigious. It gets a lot of press coverage, which is great for the sponsors, great for the owners. So, yeah, it's great.
And this horse, what is the potential? You're talking about the father's already shown great potential, presumably stepping well into this one's shoes.
Absolutely, definitely. I have high hopes for him. He has a lot of traits like his father. And so fingers crossed that he will carry on and reach the heights that his father did jumping in Calgary and Arkin.
So for you, it's a sort of a shop window for the horse. And would you see yourself competing this horse still for some time to come?
I hope so. We bred him. He's actually owned by my groom. Hopefully it'll all stay in the family, so to speak, and we'll go on to bigger and better things.
And does the groom enjoy watching the horse compete?
She can't watch. It's a bit frustrating sometimes when you come out of the ring and you say, oh, how do you think he jumped? And she says, well, I can't watch. So it's not the ideal partnership, but it's working well at the moment.
And her name is the one who doesn't like watching show jumping?
Charlotte Briggs.
So for you, though, is this job done for the week, or do you come back again?
Actually, I've got this horse in another class tonight. He's jumping the 7-year-old Talent Seekers class, which is a bit bigger. And hopefully he'll be able to show himself off well in that class as well.
And then anything else coming back? Because presumably you've got an eye on some future stars in the sport?
That's right, yeah. And I've got a couple of girls who I'm training on Saturday for the Junior Fox Hunter final, so I'll be back up for that. And obviously keeping an eagle eye on the other classes and the international classes.
But for you, this is one of the highlights of your show jumping year.